Right now it is time for Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim, of course, is someone who joins us every week. He is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, and politics, bringing well over 40 years of experience to those subjects and others. And right now we say good morning to Jim Lynch. Good morning there, Jim.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
Very, very good. Thank you. Very good. This morning, let's start off with a little happiness. There is a course being given up at Yale. It's called Psychology and the Good Life. It's actually Psychology 157 at Yale. It's the most popular course at the college or university. 25% of the students take it. The course is being given by a professor, Laurie Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S. And it's really a happiness course. And as she said to Fareed Zakaria this past Sunday on the GPS show, which is on CNN, which you can get up and look at, she has found, along with many other academic professionals, a tremendous increase in the problems that students are having in adjusting to their life, what's going on around them, etc. And she's well-spoken. She's very direct. But just a couple of takeaways. One, the idea of being in the moment rather than oversaturating yourself with all kinds of activities, she finds is a good start in getting yourself more into balance. Being in the moment and having more social people interaction, the old physical people action where you talk head to head. She also finds, as we've discussed on the show many times, courtesy of Jill, the internet takes away that experience of humanity, which, you know, if you're walking in the street and someone smiles at you because they like your look or your dog or whatever, it's really a pickup, that eye contact, that physical contact. The key thing here is, excuse me, this course, I think, they had to put it online for the students. There were so many of them wanting to take it. I think it might be free now on the internet. I'm not certain. I wasn't able to research that far. But I think this is applicable to all of us who I know are experiencing a lot of concern, worry, et cetera. It'll be great for everybody. I strongly suggest, if you can do it, get the show up, GPS, on CNN this last Sunday with Fareed Zakaria. Also, on a positive note, very, very wonderful interview last night with Don Lemon of CNN. I guess it's CNN's turn in the box. He was interviewing LeBron James, the great Sir LeBron or King LeBron. And LeBron, I've seen him interviewed before. He's a very well-spoken person. But this interview took place at a school that LeBron has created with the public school district of the city of Akron. And it is a very, very significant attempt to deal very directly with the problem of children who are really left out in the cold because of family background, poverty, et cetera. I think it starts in second or third grade, and they're going to add classes based on its success. The children receive breakfast and lunch and a snack. The school day is long, 8 to 5. LeBron is totally behind it. and helped very much in its planning. And one of the great things he did in terms of the school is every child, even though there will be public transportation from them, for them, if they live 2 miles or more from the school. But regardless of that, every child gets a bicycle, and a brand new bicycle. The key is that when he was a kid living where he did, which was, I guess, probably not the greatest of areas, he always felt that his bicycle really saved him from some problems, physical problems. And this is a huge guy. But so a tremendous story. This you can get up on the Internet, obviously. And I would encourage you to do it. And I would encourage your kids, particularly those who are sports-minded, basketball-minded, look at this man. Who has been very successful and is very wealthy.
Well, Jim? Jim?
Yes.
Anyone who is basketball-minded and knows about LeBron James also knows that he was the first person signed out of he was signed out of high school, and he succeeded. And he was a prodigy, but he came up hard. And, you know, I think that story is, you know, people should be aware of the context, as you say, because it's not just because of who he is now. It's who he's always been and what he's done with that. And that's as critical to the, you know, to the information, I think.
Well, the point is, it's a wonderful story, and get it up on the Internet. And in this day and age, frankly, as racism has become front and center, unfortunately, it's wonderful to look at people like him doing what he's doing for his community. And he certainly is not alone in the black community, nor in the white community. You know, you have Sting and you have this and that and the other thing, but take a peek. Let's get to North Korea, where Marshall and I will be going to start training. North Korea is building missiles. Now, there was no agreement with Kim on what he would or wouldn't do, which, as we all know, is part of the problem with that fiasco called the summit in North Korea. So they're back on the board building ballistic missiles. The very insulting performance of Donald Trump at Helsinki with Vladimir Putin is still smelling up the air. So that's strike two for Trump on the diplomatic scene. And three, yesterday, because I think Trump feels the jailer's footsteps, he pulls out of his hat that he's willing to talk with Iran. No preconditions and so forth. 3 hours later, Iran said they had no interest in speaking with Donald Trump since he had basically tried to tear up or has torn up the Americans' participation in the agreement made with Iran by Barack Obama. Maybe some of this legislation that Obama has gotten through should be called legislation O or A or B or C. Anything that Obama has done, which for the most part has been good, Trump has wanted to trample on. Of course, he's been trampling on our institutions created by the Constitution, including the free press, which is in the Constitution, folks. That's number one in the Constitution, that we will have a free press, and the free press is used to counteract the malfeasance of our politicians.
You know, Go on, Jim.
I'm going to just one last sentence. Donald Trump has coined a couple of phrases, fake news, And he certainly does his share, over 3,000 lies. And he's also into The Enemy of the People. There's a book by that name as well. Donald Trump is the enemy of the people because, be it kids on the border trying to wheedle out of our responsibilities to poor and sick people, he is certainly not a fan of the people generally, unless you have celebrity or money. Yes, Marshall.
I wanted to bring something up that I didn't want obscured by all the stuff going on with Donald Trump and by with the craziness that goes on. And that is the report that came out from a think tank that is funded by the Koch brothers, okay?
Right.
And what's interesting about that, it came out and people thought it was going to be a highly critical report. And it is a little critical, but it's what's interesting about the report is that it finds Medicare for All, which Bernie Sanders has been pitching for years, would save trillions of dollars. As a matter of fact, it would save trillions of dollars over 10 years. Now, it would cost $32.6 trillion, okay, over 10 years, less than the U.S. currently spends right now. $32 trillion less. Now, the part about it that people want to talk about is that it would raise government spending initially by $32 million, okay? Right off the bat, though, it would save $846 billion over the next decade, and it would save another $1.6 trillion in Medicare costs. And so it comes in that over 10 years, it ends up saving,
but of course you have to invest the money. Now, people that we have talked to, don't you have to initially go on? One of the sticking points has always been, it seems, how much money it will cost at the beginning. Yeah, but look at how much money it will save.
What I wanted to continue to say is that Democrats have slowly been coming around to this, the progressive very quickly, but now the independent part of the Democratic wing, and even now some of the staunch older Democrats are coming around to this Medicare for All plan. And what's interesting about this is with this report, is it basic, and this comes from a very, very conservative think tank. This is not anything but super conservative think tank. It would be so much better for the country over the course of time. And what Bernie Sanders goes on to say is that, well, it's not going to cost us that much money up front either, because nobody is taking out the fact that we won't spend what we're spending now right up front. It will cost money, but it won't cost the $32 million more that people are saying it's going to be a year. And I think we have to shed light on this, Jim, and Democrats have to do this, and independents have to do this, because this could be a major moving point if the Democratic Party was smart in not only the midterms, but in the 2020 elections.
And the fact that it's coming out from this particular
think tank. It's a think tank.
Particular think tank. If you look at the choreography of life and so forth, you know, it doesn't help to, slot people into you're a this, you're a that, a label. It is now moving. This is on the right. It's just basically, all right, this is a concept. And given as we are, just so wretchedly behind in our health care for our people, it's sort of interesting that it's beginning to spread, and it's being spread in a way that perhaps people can relate to a little bit more easily.
And Jim, this did come from the Mercatus Center, and this is at George Mason University. This is a think tank that is funded by the Koch brothers, and basically, the bottom line is, yes, it'll cost to them $32.6 million. Bernie Sanders says it's not going to cost that much, but they said it will cost that much. But even costing that much, it will save over $2 trillion over 10 years.
Not to mention the fact that it will start taking care of just a problem that has been a coil for ever.
This is just something, Jim, that Democrats should start to take up and talk about. I mean, how can Republicans criticize the Koch brothers? They fund half their campaigns.
This is wonderful. One of the challenges is the politicians don't have the guts to talk about things which are long-term in nature. Because if you said there might be something up front that it would cost, but it gets paid off over 10 years, they're not into that. Well, they've got to get into that. They've got to get into that because we have 300 million people in this country that over their lives will need help. Unless we want a pandemic of illness, not necessarily a specific disease or problem, but a pandemic of health problems, we have got to address the situation, and we've got to address it now. The idea of bipartisanship, this is the time for bipartisanship. We're dealing with individual citizens of various and sundry parties or no parties, but they are citizens of the United States of America, and basically the right of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And if we're not helping people in this fashion, then those who are our legislators and our administrators are not doing their jobs. There is so much abuse going on right now that the Republicans do not seem to be able to handle that. I don't know. I can't get overly optimistic that it'll be bipartisan, that it should come up in the elections in 2018. Absolutely. Either party, both, should have this issue kind of at the top. Why at the top? You might say, oh, how about security in Russia and so forth? That's very important. But if you're sick in a hospital bed waiting to die, you don't care what the Russians do or don't do. You're dying. You're sick. You're unhappy. So the first thing is we need to take care of our citizens. Secondly, we are such an undereducated country in terms of our wealth. And considering the other countries of the world, it is absolutely pathetic that we are letting people go through school who come out. They don't know anything. They don't know their constitution. They don't know how to vote. They don't know anything about anything because they've been given a free ride. Oh, I go to college and I get a job. Excuse me. Well, that's proving not to be the case. In any event, I think maybe we ought to talk on this particular thing, Marshall, I guess every show as it develops, or just remind people. And this is an important thing for us all to remember. Here's a good piece of information. Learn more about it. Just don't say, okay, I'm going to send my congressman a note. Hey, this looks good. Do something. Learn about it so that you can be articulate with yourself and your family and your neighbors, so that hopefully we can get a groundswell of support. So if you do go to a town meeting or you do go to a meeting with one of these politicians running for office, you can raise it. And, of course, they won't come back with a complete answer, but you'll get it into their consciousness that some people are very interested in doing something on a long-term basis for the health of this country. I really do think we should start, you know, looking at it every week or every as frequently as we can.
Absolutely, simply because one of the main problems is that there's so much stuff that does not get coverage because, you know, it's considered heavy lifting, and it's really important.
In the final minute, what I'll say is that the great thing about healthcare is it is not a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent issue. That's the truly great thing about affordable health care. It is a political football, but it is not a political item. Believe you me, as they say,
let's play ball.
That's it. Well,
Dems and Republicans, let's go.
Yep. Well, we have.
Let's get as good as Marshall Yankees.
let's get as good as the Red Sox, unfortunately.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyways, we got about 45 seconds left for you to wrap this whole show up, Jim.
The thing is, we're each individual and we're each special. Let's do things that take care of ourselves and each other. God bless you. Have a good week. Enjoy the weather. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Jim. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets here on Robinhood Radio.